On our sweetheart of a deal going on now at Brown Shoe Fit Company, corner of 6th and Commercial in downtown Emporia. Some exclusions may apply. See store for details.
KVOE, we are live and we are local and we are happy that you're with us here on this Wednesday morning, the 15th of February. It is 8:48 and we're very pleased to be joined by Lyon County History Center Executive Director, Mr. Greg Jordan. Greg, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am well. And you?
Doing super fantastic today, Greg, halfway through the second month of 2023, and you have a couple of save the dates to start with here this morning, huh?
We do. March is going to be an exciting month for us. On March 21st, we will have the 85th annual meeting of the Lyon County Historical Society. That all starts at 6 o'clock, so if you are a member, you'll be getting a notification of that here shortly. So, and we're also hoping to have a surprise guest. Now, I can't quite tell you who that might be.
Not again.
Well, it wouldn't be a surprise.
Well, I'll tell you what. There's been a lot of teasing going on with you here.
A lot of teasing, but when and if I get to announce it, you'll all be very excited for that. So, again, that's March 21st, 6 o'clock here at the Lyon County History Center, 85th annual meeting.
So, what so takes then, place? Excuse me, I didn't mean to interrupt there, Greg, but what exactly takes place at the annual meeting other than maybe a real big surprise guest?
Well, other than the surprise guest, we have a social time where people can linger about and talk to their friends and family. And then we have a business meeting, which is one of the reasons for the meeting is to have that business meeting, take care of some items. And then we'll have a presentation, we'll introduce all the staff, we'll introduce the board members, and we will talk about accomplishments from last year, talk about hopes and dreams for this year, and then hopefully we'll have a speaker. So that's the plan right now.
All right, that's March 21st. Now, moving forward, before I interrupted you, you were heading towards March 25th, right?
March 25th, in partnership with the No Coast Film Festival, we will have a 1920s-themed event, complete with the 1927 version of the movie Chicago. We'll have bits of history, live music, and even some giggle juice.
Ooh, giggle
all
juice?
All right.
Giggle juice. So it should be a festive evening.
I sense another tease on the way with that here. Is there any way that you can divulge the secret as to what's in giggle juice?
Well, again, I could, Chuck, but it ruins the surprise.
Okay. So, March 25th, 1920s-themed event with the No Coast Film Festival. That's going to be fun up there. This is third floor, right, of the History Center?
On the third floor. And actually, there are other events, other movie events with the No Coast Film Festival as the year progresses, but this will be the first one.
And I do know you have, in fact, speaking of events, you have something happening as far as a concert goes with Hank Osterhout and his crew this Saturday night.
Hanko and his gang will be here to revisit the Monkey Jams concert series. Yeah. This is something we did pre-pandemic PP, and it was very successful and very enjoyable. Lots of varied different types of music, and of course, the third floor, the acoustics are great, so it really enhances the music offering. So that's coming up again. So, March is going to be a busy, exciting month.
Sounds like you also have, in addition to the big activities that are planned here for the month, sounds like you've got a little bit of work that's underway here, too, really to get folks in the building.
Yes. So if you picture the front of the building and the three sets of windows, they're all risers behind that. It was difficult for us to utilize that space for other than just putting something in the window. So we have taken out one of the risers. We'll be taking out the other two here shortly. And so that allows us to use that space far more efficiently and effectively. So that's coming up. Plus, there's some new items we are going to be putting in the front windows that, in essence, advertises who and what we are. So that's coming up in March as well. So stay tuned and look forward to all that.
A lot going on at the Lyon County History Center.
There's always a lot going on here. That's what makes it fun and exciting.
Well, there's no doubt about that. And let's see, Lisa Soller will be in studio here in just a little bit, I guess, huh?
Lisa and Jan Houston. Jan is the one that writes the ditties for The Shopper. She and Lisa will be on with Steve and Aaron this morning. talk about black history here in Kansas, in particular with Dunlap and Emporia. So there's a lot of information that they have discovered, information that's been overlooked or hidden. So stay tuned for that. Should be an exciting presentation.
Boy, that sounds like a lot of great things happening at the Lyon County History Center. Greg, I did want to ask you here, you know, pitchers and catchers reports, I think, this week for the Royals and other teams here in Arizona and Florida. And I know it's not on our schedule here to talk about, but what about vintage baseball coming back here later this year?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Chuck. Vintage baseball is coming back. And in May, we're going to have a opening day celebration down at the Howe House. We'll have a game. We'll have some food and drink. And maybe even some entertainment on the side. So, yes, vintage baseball is alive and well, and we'll start again this year in May.
Looking forward to it. Lyon County History Center.
The vintage baseball is a lot of fun. I played for a while, and then, I just couldn't do it anymore because I think maybe I was too good. I think maybe that was the problem, and or maybe I was just too old.
Well, I do know you set the bar, or maybe I say you set the bat pretty high.
Yep.
You know, I set the bat pretty high. I did hit a home run one time, and I should have just quit right then and there. But
go out on top.
There you go.
Go out on top. There you go.
All right. Hey, thanks, Greg.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you both. Have a great day.
Good to talk to you. Greg Jordan, Executive Director. Lyon County History Center with his biweekly appearance here, KVOE. Thanks, Chuck.
Thanks, boss. Talk to you soon.
855. Emporia's Radio Stations Incorporated, owners of KVOE AM, KVOE FM, and Mix 104.9, are looking for organizations that regularly distribute information about employment opportunities or have job applicants to refer. If your organization would like to receive notification of job vacancies at our stations, please notify Ron Thomas, P.O. Box 968, Emporia, Kansas, 66801, or call 342-1400. ERS Inc. is an equal opportunity employer and encourages minorities and females to apply. KVOE Live and Local, it is time for our Healthy Living segment here this morning on KVOE, being brought to you by our good friends at Newman Regional Health.
Last year, nearly 350 babies were born at Newman Regional Health in Emporia. I am Bobby Johnson, the director of the Women's Life Center, and I am inviting you to attend our free birthing classes called Becoming a Mom. These free classes include prenatal care, pregnancy health, labor and delivery, infant feeding, infant care, and postpartum health. Whether you're a first-time mom or already a mom, get info at newmanrh.org/BAM or find us on Google or Facebook groups.
Knowing your food safety rules. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. The four steps to food safety.